Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Normally, we follow a weekly rhythm that helps us explore a different topic and how following Jesus impacts that topic. But this week's going to be a little different. We're going to be taking an opportunity to just kind of see where we are as a community. Now, you probably know us as a mobile app and website for busy commuters, but we're also trying to become a church community. As we explore what it means to follow Jesus as individual people engaged in a busy lifestyle, we want to make sure that we're not completely disconnected from one another, and that even though we're usually quite scattered as a community, we want to take time to gather as well. As a gathered community, we want to make sure that we are committed to some of the same things in common. And so that's why through this week alone is going to be kind of a special week. We're going to be looking at each of the things our community is committed to one by one and seeing how we're doing as a community by hearing the stories of individuals who are part of our growing online community or in-person courses who are seeing their lives changed. We hope they'll inspire you to see some transformation in your own life as well. Now, the five things that we're committed to as a community start with being committed to growth in discipleship. We have some common content to learn together. We also want to be committed to God in worship. Committed to generosity in our resources. Committed to grace in our lifestyles and witness. And finally, committed to groups in community. Well, today's Tuesday, and so we're going to continue in our series looking at the five things that Redeem the Commute is meant to be committed to as we become a church community called Redeemer Church. Yesterday, we looked at how we're going to be committed to growth in discipleship, some common learning content. And then today we're looking at how we're going to be committed to groups, how we're going to try to become a community who spend time together, who learn in gathered mode, but also in scattered mode. So gathered mode is when we gather together in groups big and small. Sometimes that looks like a course. Sometimes it looks like a small group that meets regularly just to study the challenges together. And sometimes that looks like a large group setting, like say our parenting course or one of the larger scale courses we run, like Christianity 101. Each day we're going to introduce a story of somebody, a real life person who's part of the Redeem the Commute community, who is being transformed in the area we're exploring. And today, since it's groups in gathering, we're going to talk about the story of one woman who came to us having had some bad experiences with church in the past. Really didn't want to have anything to do with the church community anymore, having had some bad experiences, but was still interested in exploring, learning about God and Jesus. That still mattered very much to this person. Just wished it could be explored without the baggage of the church community attached to it for her. Well, in the end, even though I wasn't able to meet with this person for coffee for a long time, we were able to finally meet up when she came to the Christianity 101 course that we ran live in Whitby last fall. Yes, she learned some good content, some good discipleship content, but I think what mattered most was being exposed to other people who were learning to follow Jesus at the same time. That included me, the person teaching the course, the person facilitating her table group, and also those who were sitting at her table. That experience of gathering together with others and exploring the same kind of discipleship content just can be really transformative, because God never intended for anybody to try to follow Jesus alone. There's really very, very little evidence in the Bible that anybody can do that. There's one person, John, who gets exiled to a desert island, and I suppose you could say he was somebody who followed Jesus alone. But other than that, everybody in the Bible who's following Jesus has a community from which to do it. Seems to be a really essential part of following Jesus. And so even though that's hard for us as a community of busy commuters, we want to make sure that we've got some opportunity not just to be scattered all the time, but to be gathered as a community together. A lot of people, like the woman whose story I just told you, start out connecting with community through a large-scale course like Christianity 101 or a parenting course, but those courses all have end dates attached to them. And following Jesus is meant to be a lifelong pursuit. And so the most sustainable kind of group to be a part of is a small group. A small group is a group that meets regularly, usually to study the Bible, worship God together in prayer, to serve their community in some way, and just to have a good time and grow in fellowship with one another. That's what a small group is all about, and they're meant to do that not just for a limited time, but as a regular ongoing rhythm in sync with their lives, where they're able to make that a sustainable part of following Jesus, where they can encourage each other and also challenge each other depending on what's happening. I think it's a really essential part of following Jesus. It's a really essential part of being in a church community, not just to go to big services and big courses, but to have a small group of people who look after you. So if, say, life is getting difficult, somebody notices if you're missing. Somebody knows to bring you a warm meal if you're sick, and those kinds of things. That happens best when you've got a few people gathered together on a regular basis to study, have a good time, pray together, and to serve their community. In a lot of church communities, small groups are organized in a pretty top-down fashion. There's an organized list of groups out there that you can join. Sometimes they're capped and can't join because one is too full, and sometimes they start new groups and are looking for people to join. What really makes Redeemer unique is that we're trying to become a community of organic small groups. Groups that aren't organized from the top down, but rather groups that you organize yourself. Because I think you've got the best connections in your life to those who are best going to support you and challenge you as you learn to follow Jesus. They're probably already your friends or coworkers or people you know from the daycare or the commute, whatever places you find yourself in life, you're probably connecting with people already who could be helping you follow Jesus. And so we want to encourage you to start your own small group with your own people. Not to jump out of your comfort zone and meet a bunch of new people, but rather to connect more deeply with those you already know. If you're organizing a small group of people to study our challenges, it's easiest if you meet later on in the week, because you'll already have seen all our challenge questions at the end of each day. But if you're going to meet earlier in the week, just let me know. We're going to have a special study guide available on our website each week where you can find all the study questions for the week. So if your small group meets earlier, you can still discuss together how you're learning to follow Jesus through our challenges. Because of our organic small groups model, things are really flexible. I know some of you are meeting together in groups. I've seen you register them on the website. Others among you are just kind of doing it on the fly. Whenever something really grabs you and you want to discuss it with somebody else, you just find the nearest person you know and discuss it with them. Either way is great. What matters most is not exactly what structure you're using, but that you are meeting regularly with others in a group with some consistency, and that you're able to be well-rounded enough as a group where you're not just learning together, but you can pray for each other as well, that Friday is part of your routine, and also that you are finding some way to serve and give to the community around you. That's an important part of being a church community as well. Now, I've talked mostly about the gathering in small groups mode, but gathering also happens as a large group. We've got opportunities to do that in some of our larger courses, like our parenting course that's starting right at the end of this month. Love for you to join us. Even if your parenting is pretty stellar, it's an opportunity to learn a little bit more, but also just to connect with other parents who are part of the Redeem the Commute community. It'd be a great chance to make some connections that might turn into a small group for you, studying the course regularly. Another model that we're going to use is, over time, we're going to start gathering together as a church community regularly for worship. We'll talk about that later this week. But a big component of when we have a large group gathering like that is that we'll just have a good time. It's really been the focus of our group gathering so far. Things like our outdoor movie night, the Easter egg hunt that we recently sponsored. These are all just fellowship events, opportunities for people to gather and have a great time before we go deeper and start to worship God together, study the Bible together, and so on. Well, attached to every day of content this week, we've got a special challenge for you to take on related to the commitment we have as a community to one of these 5G words. Today being gathering, my challenge for you is to let me know, first of all, if you are part of a group regularly or not. We've got a little one-question survey today right at the bottom of today's content where you can let me know if you are part of a group community regularly studying this stuff. If you're not part of a group yet, you can also use that survey to let me know if you'd like to be part of a group. If I know of one meeting in your area or people like you, then I might be able to connect you with a group that would be a good fit. Or start a group. If you've got people in your life who you know you could be discussing this stuff regularly with, I'd love to help you get started with them. If you're nervous about maybe leading a group like that, you've never done that before, just get in touch with me through that little survey, and I'd love to be able to give you a bit of coaching in leading some small groups. There's a lot of great resources out there, and I'd love to help get you in touch with them. Well, that's your challenge for today. Hope you have a great time putting that into practice and discussing it with your group or developing your group in the first place. Don't forget, we're reading the Bible in sync as a community. Check the website or app to see today's Bible reading. And we've got a parenting course starting soon, April 30th. Visit our website or app's live events listings to see more information and to RSVP, because it would be a great way to get connected with others in a great course where you'll have a lot of fun. Well, have a great night. Bye for now.